This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reports from Myanmar say at least 82 people have been killed in a single day in a crackdown by security forces on pro-democracy protesters. Friday's death toll in Bago is the biggest in a day, a single city, since March 14th, when just over 100 people were killed in Yangon. The preliminary tally was compiled by the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. The online news site Myanmar Now also reported that 82 people have been killed, citing an unnamed source involved with charity rescue. Myanmar Now and other local media say the bodies were collected by the military and dumped on the grounds of a Buddhist pagoda. Myanmar Now says residents in Tamu used hunting rifles to ambush a military convoy, killing three soldiers. Britain's Prince Charles says the royal family is deeply grateful for the outpouring of support they've received following the death of his father, Prince Philip. In a statement to the nation, the heir to the throne says he is touched by the number of people around the world who have shared the family's loss and sorrow. Charles said the support will sustain us at this particularly sad time. The 99-year-old Philip died Friday at Windsor Castle. A spokesman for Iran's civilian nuclear program says an incident has struck the electrical distribution grid of the country's Natanz nuclear facility. They made the comment Sunday saying there were no injuries or pollution. The word state television used in its report in Farsi can be used for both accident and incident. Spokesman later said power had been cut across the facility. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran imposed a 10-day lockdown across most of the country Saturday to curb the spread of a fourth wave of the coronavirus pandemic. The lockdown affects 23 of the country's 31 provinces, according to the health ministry. Businesses, schools, theaters, and sports facilities have been forced to shut, and gatherings are banned during the holy fasting month of Ramadan that begins on Wednesday. Iran's coronavirus cases have surpassed 2 million, with a new daily average of over 20,000 infections in the past week alone. That's again according to the health ministry. It's also reporting more than 64,000 fatalities. President Hassan Rouhani blamed the surge foremost on the variant that first emerged in the UK, which spread to Iran earlier this year from neighboring Iraq. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says there remains a shocking imbalance in the global distribution of vaccines, and he's once again calling on countries to support the COVAX facility, a WHO-led initiative aimed at ensuring equal access to COVID-19 vaccines by various countries. At a news conference in Geneva, Switzerland, Ghebreyesus noted that WHO had issued a call for vaccinations to begin in all countries within the first 100 days of the year, with Saturday being day 100, 194 of 220 countries, and economies have started vaccination. 26 have not, according to him. Mexico's private healthcare personnel are protesting being left out of the government's COVID-19 vaccine rollout just as the country braces for a potential third wave of infections, angered by what they see as discrimination by a government prioritizing the public sector. Health workers protested outside the capital's National Palace Friday, chanting, "We want the vaccine." The government said it did include private frontline healthcare workers in its initial vaccination plans, but that effort to reach all of them were complicated by unreliable staff registers. Mexico's doctors have paid a heavy price in the crisis as well. At least 3,679 medical staff have died during the pandemic so far. It's killed more than 200,000 people in Mexico, according to the latest official data. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.